Good Thursday morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And we got another good program today. We will talk with K-State Associate Professor of Finance, Ansley Chaw, going to talk about cryptocurrencies. But first, we're going to get a little MBATH update. We have Director of Partnership Development with MBATH, Marty Veneer. And Marty, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, every time I drive by the MBATH site, that more and more is going up. It's really starting to take some shape.
Yes, it is. And I've had several people just talk to me about having recently driven by, and they are amazed at the scale of the building and just how much now you can see, and you can really get a sense of how big that building is going to be.
So what's kind of the biggest update when it comes to MBATH?
Well, what I wanted to do today was talk a little bit about our USDA partners that will be in the building once it's completed. We've spent a lot of time talking about what DHS does, and I wanted to talk a little bit about USDA Agricultural Research Service and USDA Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. Those are the two agencies from USDA that will be doing the bulk of the science work in the building.
All right. And again, are we still kind of on schedule, I guess you can say, for MBATH as far as, what, 2021, I think, is the year I keep hearing, or is it?
Well, we are still on schedule. Construction will finish the end of 2020, so we have about two more years yet of construction. And then we will be, at that point, engaging in commissioning the building, which is testing all of the systems to make sure that they work as they should. And then after that, we will be working on meeting all of the requirements, getting all of the permits that we need to have to start doing science. And simultaneously with all of that, our USDA partners who will be doing the science in the building are going to be bringing their staff in so that they can get familiar with the building, start writing operating procedures, begin to get their stocks of agents and reagents in so that they can begin the science.
And looking at MBATH, and maybe just for any possible new listeners out there who maybe just aren't sure what MBATH is and what exactly we're talking about, if you just kind of want to give a kind of brief synopsis of MBATH and what its role is going to be here.
Sure. There's been a disease laboratory run by the Department of Agriculture for years and years on a tiny little island out in Long Island Sound. And that building and that laboratory has been running now for now approaching 60 years. It's gotten to the point where that facility can no longer be retrofitted with new technologies and new equipment. And so the decision was made a number of years ago to build a brand new state-of-the-art laboratory. And through the selection process, the site at K-State was chosen as the site for the new laboratory. So we've been doing work since 2015 when they started to dig the hole for the substructure of the building. And we've been proceeding with construction. DHS has been responsible for construction of the building, and we're working with our USDA partners to begin to plan the science and the science strategy and understand what will go on in the building once the construction is finished.
And DHS, Department of Homeland Security, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And when you're talking about that science, what science are we really talking about here?
Well, we're talking about overall science that's going to protect our animal agriculture infrastructure from diseases that currently do not exist in the United States. There are a variety of highly significant animal diseases that are infecting animals around the world, but we've had a really good animal health system in this country that's prevented them from coming here. But we can't rest on that past success. We have to continue to do work to understand those diseases, to develop diets and vaccines, to help to meet that challenge and prevent those diseases from coming here and creating some pretty catastrophic economic damage to animal agriculture. So we have two different portions of USDA that I mentioned a little earlier. We have the Agricultural Research Service that are the scientists who are developing the tools and the research needed to meet the challenge of these diseases. The particular unit is called the Foreign Animal Disease Research Unit. They currently are working on Plum Island at the old laboratory, and they will be moving here once the facility is done. Most of their work focuses on diseases caused by viruses, and so they are looking at and will look at how those viruses infect animals, how the disease progresses, factors that can be used to create vaccines to protect against those diseases.
And it's, as you said, it's getting, a lot's getting done. We're really starting to see those results. It's no longer just a giant hole in the ground. We're seeing quite a bit of steel coming up. We've seen the power plant building. That's been, is that completed yet?
Oh, yes. It's been finished for a couple of years, and it's right now just in standby mode.
And it has to be pretty exciting as we're seeing this infrastructure go up. And again, here with Marty Veneer, the MBAT Director of Partnership Development, and a partnership being a very key part of that, because this is a partnership-based thing when it comes to MBAT. You're going to have a lot of different entities not only going into MBAT, but surrounding MBAT here in the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, we are. And so partnership development sounds like a very simple thing, but it is both internal and external. So a lot of the external work are things like this interview and presentations that we do to community groups. But there's also internal partnership development, including working with these USDA partners. Along with the scientists at ARS, we're also working with folks from a different part of USDA, the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. And they have a really critical and broad-ranging role in NBAF and in their work protecting our agriculture infrastructure from disease. They are the diagnostic laboratory. So they will take the tests that the ARS folks work on and help to develop, and they will jointly, the two agencies will jointly work on those diagnostic tests to develop them. You can't treat a disease until you know you have it. And you use diagnostic tests to determine whether you have the actual disease or whether you have a lookalike disease. So the APHIS scientists in the National Veterinary Services Laboratory in the section of foreign animal disease diagnostics will be the folks who run those tests to understand whether or not we do have an incursion of a foreign animal disease. They run those tests all the time, both for on samples from the U.S. and on samples from other places in the world. They have a variety of other responsibilities, maintaining the North American FMD Vaccine Antigen Bank. They also provide reagents, test components for other laboratories to use as they test for these foreign animal diseases. And the final thing that the FATL laboratory does is that they train veterinarians, both U.S. veterinarians and foreign veterinarians, how to recognize these diseases, because often eyes on the ground looking at animals will be your first indication that you have an incursion of these foreign diseases.
You know, one thing that that just comes to mind when listening to you go over that issue, when MBAP is up and running, I'm sure there will be a dependent on a scientist, not just from the United States, but from all over the world. Would that be a correct assumption?
Both of these groups have collaborations with scientists from other parts of the world working on the same disease agents. So there will be quite a lot of collaboration with foreign partners to look at diagnostics, to look at disease control features, to look at vaccines. Particularly given that we don't have these diseases in this country, often many of the confirmatory tests that one needs to do for instance, a vaccine or diagnostic test will probably go overseas at some point to be tested in a country where the disease is endemic.
Is there any concern with folks at MBATH as this current federal administration really starts to look at a lot of immigration policies and it seems like there is a big focus on who's let in the country, who's not. Is there any concerns with that when it comes to that sort of need for MBATH, when it comes to needing some scientists overseas?
Well, my initial answer would be no, because the community that works on these diseases is actually quite small, and everyone knows everybody.
That always helps.
Yes. And we already have foreign collaborators that are working in a variety of research stations. And so they are well known. There are obviously procedures that one goes through for visas and permits so that those folks can in fact collaborate. And it happens in both directions. We have international scientists that'll come here, and our scientists will go to other laboratories around the world to collaborate there too.
Very good. Appreciate you answering that. Just got a few moments left before we move on and get Ansley Chua in to talk about some cryptocurrencies or the rest of the program. But here with Marty Veneer with the MBATH Director of Partnership Development, a couple more things that you wanted to get to before we go.
Well, I just wanted to be sure that folks understood that this was very much an internal partnership arrangement with USDA. They're going to be a huge component of the activity in NBAF. And I just wanted to help folks understand the role that both ARS and APHIS are going to play in the building. Those are the folks that are going to be doing the heavy lifting once the construction is done and the building starts to operate. And science starts to move into the building, they will be the ones who are doing the heavy lifting, much as they are now. The advantage that they will have is that they will have a brand new state-of-the-art building to work in.
Very exciting, especially as they get closer. It's really cool seeing that progress. Marty Veneer, the Director of Partnership Development for MBATH, thanks so much for coming on. We'll talk to you soon next Thursday, first Thursday of every month, right?
That's right. Next month, I'll see you again.
All right. Sounds great. We come back, we'll talk cryptocurrencies here on News Radio KMAN.